Mr. Cardick. Mr. Cardick.
What now?
Mr. Cardick, may I be excused?
Yes, Roquefort, you may leave the class.
This is no time for levity, Mr. Cardick.
I was just trying to cheer you.
This is a very trying time for me.
I'm sorry, Roquefort.
May I be excused? I must go home and meditate to regain my composure.
Why, what's happened?
I'd rather not talk about it if you don't mind. It's too upsetting.
Well,
I just want to go home and stand on my head for a while.
Well, all right, go ahead. Go home and stand on your head. Have you flipped?
Well, of course not. You know I practice yoga.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten. Yes,
I'll see you in the morning then, sir.
Hold it, Roquefort.
What?
Hold it. I asked you what happened.
Mr. Cardick, I told you I don't want to discuss it. As it is, I'm on the verge of a breakdown.
I'm sorry, Roquefort, but unless I know what's wrong, I can't let you go home. You know the rules.
Mr. Cardick, please.
Roquefort, I would be severely criticized.
Oh, very well.
That's better.
You know that ball of string I've been saving for the last 10 years?
That huge ball?
Yes.
The one back in the announcer's lounge that's 4 foot in diameter?
That's it, yes.
Well, what about it?
Well, I found a long piece of string in the street, and I brought it in to add to the ball, and and when I went to tie it on, I found...
What did you find?
2 loose ends on my ball of string.
2 loose ends?